Several years ago, I had the opportunity to serve a congregation on the western shore of Maryland. And right next to this congregation, this strip of land, is a body of water known as the Chesapeake Bay. Have any of you had the chance to go there? Maybe fish there? Yeah, it's quite the place. Whenever I had free time, I found myself going towards the water. There's something about being by the water, isn't there? Of course, I say that being in Fort Wayne, Indiana, right? One of the things about the Chesapeake Bay is just this. It has a personality. And if you've ever spent any time on the water, I think you can appreciate what that means. Sometimes bodies of water tend to take on a personality all their own. For example, there were days on the Chesapeake Bay where the water looked just like this. Calm, quiet, almost as if someone took a plate of glass, clear, flat glass, and just set it down on the water. And that became the metric for the personality of the bay for that day. No wind, no rain, no ripples in the water, no problems, no worries at all. That was the environment I thought I was in for when I signed up to go fishing with one of the parishioners on a certain day. We climbed into this little boat, which turned out to be not as large as I would have hoped, but nevertheless, we set out to fish for a rockfish. And if any of you have fished for rockfish before, you know it's a great day of fishing if you hook one. So anyway, we're out on this boat, and the day starts off like this, nice and calm and affirming that we picked the right day to go on the water. But in no time at all, the water went from looking like this to looking more like this. You ever been in a boat when water took on this personality? Yeah, not too pleasant. Rest assured, it wasn't a three-hour tour on the SS Minnow, but for me and for the other person in the boat, it was a rocking and rolling time, not in a good way. The little boat rocked to the left, and then it rocked to the right, and then it rocked forward, and then it rocked backward, and then it rocked around and around and around, and so did I. You know, it was in that moment I found myself looking for something of stability, something that I could hang on to, something that would steady the situation and the storm that I found myself in, to calm my anxiety, to calm my nerves, to calm my worries, my fears, and my questions of how this situation was going to turn out. This week, as I thought about that, I couldn't help but think about the situation that St. Matthew portrays for us in our gospel reading from today, from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Shortly into this situation, we find Jesus' disciples in a situation not too dissimilar from the one I just described for you on the Chesapeake Bay. Jesus has just fed the 5,000, which we talked about last week. Jesus shows himself as the one who's able to provide for his people in their desert place. And we talked about that last week, and maybe what that looks like for you, for God to provide for you in your desert place, to be able to take that situation, to put it in his hand, and to trust that he is Lord of that place. Well, following the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus dismisses the crowds, and he dismisses the disciples, and they're on their way across the lake. And I'd be willing to bet that when they set out, they were hoping for that first picture we saw this morning. Nice, calm water, no wind, no rain, no sea spray in their face. But shortly into the situation, into the excursion across the lake, we read this, verse 24. And the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. In the original language, in the Greek, for example, as you read this and translate it, you get this sense that the waves are hounding the boat. It's almost like the waves have locked in on this little vessel as it's making its way across the water, and the waves just won't leave them alone. And it feels like this. This morning, I'd like to ask, how have the waters been for you recently? Maybe for some of us here this morning, the situation this week or recently, or maybe even this morning, has been a lot like this. Maybe for you, walking into worship today, it's been clear skies, the sun's been shining, there's not a cloud in the sky, there's not a raindrop dropping on anybody, anything, anywhere, and it is good for you. and the water's all calm and there's no waves. It's like someone took a piece of glass and dropped it on the waves for you, and life is good and you are just clicking right along. But maybe for some of you, maybe for some of us this morning, the situation is much different. Maybe because of things that happened this week, maybe in your house or your place of work or school or in your daily errands or wherever it is you were, maybe the situation was a lot different. Maybe the waters were a little more turbulent for you this week. And maybe, just maybe, you're in here today in worship and you're feeling that your situation has been a lot like this. The second picture, where it seems that out of nowhere the clouds have descended upon the boat that is your life. And there's not just a little sea spray in your face, there's a wave in your face. And maybe not just one. And maybe the boat's starting to rock for you, maybe to the left, maybe to the right, maybe forward, maybe backward, maybe some mix of all that. Maybe, just maybe, it was a bill statement that dropped into your boat this week, or a financial strain. Maybe it was a health-related issue, something that you thought was nipped, was taken care of, but then, boy, it came back around. Maybe it was something at school. Maybe it was something that something that somebody said to you. If I was to ask you this morning, how would you answer this question? Which one of these portrays what your week has been like? Or maybe even this morning, which situation has been yours? And maybe, and more, to get to the heart of our message this morning, I'd like to ask you, where has your focus been throughout that? Regardless of whether your situation was the one on the left, and life was good, sun was shining, not a cloud in the sky, no waves at all, or the one on the right, where it's been really rocky. I'd love to know, where's your focus been? See, sometimes those waves come around, don't they? Just when we thought it was calm, it was clear, it was smooth sailing, sometimes, just sometimes, those waves have a way of coming back around, don't they? And when they do, they knock us off our feet. Where have you been? So I think back to this fishing excursion back on the Chesapeake Bay several years ago. As I found myself looking for something of stability, I didn't find much. I looked to the north, nothing but waves. I looked to the east, nothing but waves. I looked to the south, guess what I saw? And some birds, but yeah, some waves. Set you up for that one, didn't I? It wasn't until I looked to the west that I saw something. Something different than all the other stuff that was causing me anxiety, worries, fears, doubts, concerns. Just off to the west, and you can see it in this picture for us this morning, I caught a glimpse of this geologic formation along the western shore known as the Calvert Cliffs. And if you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. It is a sight to behold. As the boat was rocking to the left and to the right and forward and backward, and I was wobbling around here and there, and as my stomach was doing that here and there, feeling like a two-step country song dancer, whatever, I caught a glimpse of the cliffs, if only for a moment. And as my eyes fixed on something like that that was stable, the situation in the boat changed. The waves over here weren't so bad, and the waves over here, they lost their force, and the ones back here and over here, they weren't as frightening because my eyes were fixed on something that was not going to move, something that was stable, no matter how much the wind and the rain and the water beat on it. It was there to stay. Friends, as we look back at our scripture, we see the disciples had something to fix their eyes on as well, something important, something that you and I have this morning. And I'd like to share that with us, picking it up at verse 25. Follow along, if you would, on the screen. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and he cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. don't be afraid. You see, in this moment, the disciples have something to fix their eyes on, but it's not the Calvert Cliffs of the western shore of Maryland. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and my Lord, the one who walks on the water, not only as the one who has mastery over bread and fish, but the one who walks on the water as the great I am and the Lord of all creation. And it's in this moment, amidst the waves to the left and to the right and forward and backward, amidst the rocking and the rolling and the sea spray, that the disciples have someone to look at that's not going anywhere, that's there with them in good seasons and in bad, the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, this shouldn't surprise us, but let me pick this up for you once again at verse 28. "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come out to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Funny how those waves have a way of coming back around, isn't it? Even in the midst of community, just as Peter had with the rest of the guys in the boat, the waves come, don't they? Even when we know the Lord is right by our side, right in the boat with us, no matter what, sometimes, just sometimes, those waves have a way of coming back around and slapping us when we least expect it, don't they? And it's in those moments when you and I are tempted to take our eyes off the Lord, and sometimes we look to places and things we are not meant to look for stability. Sometimes that's to things, substances, alcohol, drugs. Sometimes that's to another person or a relationship or a job or an amount of money. Sometimes, just sometimes, God's people, when the waves come back around, we are tempted to look to things for stability that we were never meant to look to. And the result is the same. And Peter today cries out to you and to me, keep your eyes somewhere else. Verse 31, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" When they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Amidst the wind and the waves, the disciples had someone to look to, the Lord. If we go back through Scripture, we see this to be a consistent factor in character of our God. Exodus. God's people are in bondage and slavery in Egypt, and God sends the word, "It's time to bring my people out." And he does it by calling mastery over creation itself. We know this when God led his people through the Red Sea. We see this portrayed for us in Exodus 15. "By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood up like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. When Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the sea back over them, but the Israelites walked through the sea on dry land." God meets his people on the waters. Job 38, our first reading for today. "Who shut up the sea behind the doors when it burst forth from the womb, when I made the clouds its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness, when I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place, when I said, 'This far you may come and no farther. Here is where your proud waves halt.'" The Lord who saves his people in the past is the same Lord who saves his people in the here and the now. Peter and the disciples learn this firsthand. Amidst the wind and the waves, the disciples, we too, have some place to fix our eyes when the waves come, when the sea's roaring. It's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we see this in a big way in cross, do we not? It's the God who steps into the dark and stormy situation for you and for me, with the result that we receive forgiveness, grace, and hope, and the assurance that no matter what, no matter how hard the waves roar, no matter how strong the wind is, no matter what seizes you, no matter what spills into your boat, we have some place to fix our eyes. And it's not a someplace, it's a someone. It's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This week, where will your focus be? On the Lord or someone else? May God meet you on the waters this week. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your faithfulness. We are thankful for the ways in which you are fully aware of the situations that so oftentimes swirl around us. Lord, you know that oftentimes we are hit by things that we never saw coming, rogue waves in our places of work, in our neighborhoods, in our homes, in our schools. Lord, so oftentimes we are rolled around, but through it all, you are with us. And through your word, we see the God who has mastery over creation and our salvation, the God who is with us, the God who gives us hope and someone to look to no matter what comes our way. So we pray this week that you would meet us on the waves and the water, regardless of what the situation is, whether it's a calm and sunny day or it's turbulent waters and dark and stormy clouds, Lord, keep our eyes fixed on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. And Father, we pray that as we continue to move as the congregation you've called us to be, we pray that we would invite others to fix their eyes and their hearts on you as well. It's through Jesus we pray.